Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, again, special episode for the Customer Experience War Games 2024. And today I'm super thrilled to have a discussion with Michael Brandt. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm fine, thanks.
It's a great pleasure. And also, the audience already heard that I am mixing up CX Goalkeeper, CX War Games, because now we are together, working together, and therefore it's always difficult. Which name should I say first and second? But the audience understood that. Michael, could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Michael Brandt. I've been working in customer experience for many years. I was with ABB for 25 years in a corporate setting, left them in 2020. And now I'm an independent CX consultant doing training, consulting. For myself and with various other different agencies.
Thank you. And also in the official recording, we are really thankful that you are independent and that you are continuously working for us, for the CX community. You are doing a great job, and also the CX War Games are super happy to have you on. What's your role in the CX War Games and what motivated you to join?
Yeah, so I'm a judge this year in the CX World Games. I was a judge last year also, and I really enjoyed the experience. You know, I'm a judge in many different CX awards, and in these cases, companies are trying to get recognition for themselves. There are some great solutions, and I always enjoy that. But with the CX World Games, it's completely different. It's people coming together, not for their own recognition. Yes, of course, there's a prize, right? But that's almost by the wayside. The main thing is to help a charity or people who are not as fortunate as we are, right? And it's such a great experience to see what these professionals of the CX trade come up with for these, different charities and nonprofit organizations. And I find that just, really inspiring. And so that's why I wanted to be part of this again.
Not only you find that inspiring, we all find that inspiring. We are big fans of the CX World Games. What do you like the most about the games?
Well, I think it's this. I think it's, the fact that, everybody comes together, everybody gives their time and their knowledge and their skills to try and help out other people, right? And that's fantastic, because nowadays that's really not so common. People are stressed, for their own businesses or for their own work. And, we talk about, work-life balance. And so, people are very conscious of that. But here are people who are really dedicating, taking time out from their busy schedules to do some work for people who are less fortunate than ourselves. And I think, that is really the crux of the matter. And I also think, it's also a great networking opportunity, for CX professionals to come together. In social media, on LinkedIn particularly, sometimes there are some disagreements about, what's the best way to do things. And when you come into the CX World Games, all these disagreements disappear. We're all on the same team, everybody pulling in the same direction. And I think, that's what I like the most. I think it's really great.
Thank you for this outstanding explanation. And we know and we feel that you were not in the past only judge, but you worked in the teams. And therefore, you got the feeling of this team. And that's something that I can confirm. It's incredible to work together with so many great minds, gifting the CX War Games also with their times. 1 minute, 1 hour, 10 hours, 20 hours. Oh. And it's really incredible.
I'd like to add one thing. I'd like to also, call out, Christopher Brooks, who gives people the opportunity to do this. Organizing the World Games, it's also takes time, effort, and so I'd like to also shout out to him and say thanks, Christopher, because you're giving us all a wonderful opportunity here.
I add also that I am super thankful to everything what Christopher and Rodrigo are doing. I know that Christopher will listen to this piece and he will skip that because he don't want to be recognized for that.
I know.
But
it has to be said.
Exactly. How do events like the Customer Experience World Games contribute to the global CX community?
Well, I think that's just it. I think it gives people a sense of community. right? It shows people, you know, what other solutions there may be. I mean, obviously, there's this exchange of information, of opinions, of you know, ways of working, if you like. And so I think, you know, it's an enrichment for the community, CX community at large, because, you know, it's great to be able to learn from each other. You know, some of the characteristics of the customer-centric mindset are being curious, right? So learning from each other's, being willing to share, right? You know, what you learn, et cetera, and also collaborating with each other. So it's really putting the customer-centric mindset into practice. And of course, you know, the other thing, as I said, you know, it allows the CX community to get to know each other a lot better by working together in these teams.
And in particular, all the disciplines in the CX community. It can be marketing, it can be customer service, it can be strategy, it can be measurement. I can remember also the first time that I participated to the Customer Experience World Games. It was during COVID. It was incredible to get all these insights from different disciplines I were not really aware of. That's
exactly. I mean, it's these CX professionals from many different, you know, different sectors, different positions. And I think that's what's great. And it's almost, I think, you know, in the CX community, it's almost become like a must do. I think, you know, people feel, you know, if I haven't done the CX World Games, then I must be missing something, right? And that's great. You know, when you get to this level where people say, no, this is something that I need to do, right? Then that's also great, you know. And you can see that by the number of people who sign up to be on the teams, which is always amazing.
And I can confirm that it's a must-do experience because all the people that joined are happy. And as we already said, you can invest 1 minute, you can invest 1 hour, you can invest 10 hours. And it's great to be part of this community. What is your wish for the future of the CX World Games?
Well, I'd like it to continue to grow. You know, that's the most important thing. But I have a personal wish, actually, for maybe for next year. And I might try and drag you into it, Greg. As you know, last year, for instance, there were some regional CX World Games. And I've been talking to Christopher about the possibility of next year doing DACH version, so for the German-speaking countries. And, you know, obviously, if Christopher's happy to go ahead with that, then, you know, maybe we can set up a team and organize something in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany for our German-speaking friends.
That's great. And I think this regional opportunity, I really liked it. And that can be everywhere because I think there were the LATAM games, there were games in Asia, everywhere
Poland.
And that's really incredible also for our international audience. Yeah. Before we are concluding this discussion, three questions with one word answer from your side. If you could describe your CX War Games experience in one word, what it would be?
Fulfilling.
If you could describe the CX War Games community in one word, what would it be?
Inspiring.
Are you planning to participate in the CX War Games again next year?
Definitely.
Michael, it was a great pleasure to have this discussion about the Customer Experience War Games together with you. Thank you very much for what you are doing and thank you for everything you are doing for the CX War Games.
Thank you, Greg. The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you very much. And for the audience, for today, it's everything. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion as much as we did. And please follow, support the Customer Experience War Game. And again, thank you very much, Christopher, for making that happen.